Three women stand at attention facing you. They're holding their heads in their hands. Alien-looking flowers are emerging from their necks and blossoming. This is a surreal vision of Josephine Toda. 90 small paintings exhibited at the Memorial Art Gallery through September 9th. The work of an Italian immigrant who moved to Rochester in 1920. A seamstress, Toda is our version of Grandma Moses. It wasn't until she was in her 70s that Toda became a surrealist. Paintings by Dali, Frida Kahlo, Renaissance art, the whimsy of Lewis Carroll were all her influences. Lisa Rosica is her great-niece, living now in Brighton. She largely painted very harmless-looking landscapes and did sculptures until the 70s, and by then she had had a series of illnesses, cancer. She and her sister both came down with cancer. Her husband had died. Her mother had died. All this happened in 1967. Is that where this comes from?
I think that these images were always there, but the impetus to paint in this particular way probably came as a result of a number of factors. First, I think that she needed to express things in a way that she couldn't in traditional oil paintings, and I think that these paintings became her voice and a way to tell the stories that she had kept inside all of her life. The tempera was something that she had learned from another artist, Miriam Lapham, who had taught her how to paint in the egg tempera style. And I remember my aunt telling me that when she first painted in this particular style, she stopped and said, "I've done this before."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little reincarnation episode.
Maybe.
Yeah. The tempera, the egg tempera, has an interesting flatness to it that is reminiscent of illuminated manuscripts from mm-hmm. medieval times. And there's also kind of a tapestry kind of a look to what she does. She also was what you might want to consider an outsider. Outsider art, although that phrase isn't used much anymore. Jessica Martin, who found mm-hmm. her
yes.
art originally, stored away in the museum, calls it unconventional or marginalized artists. Was your aunt unconventional?
I think as a person, she was unconventional. As an artist, I really can't speak to that because I'm not an art historian. But what I've come to realize in reading Jessica's manuscripts and lectures is that there were elements of outsider art, self-taught artists, unconventional artists. But again, I can't speak to that. I'm not an art historian.
And she was very shy about showing off her work?
Mm-hmm. Yes. She was shy about talking about her work, but whenever I went to her apartment and when other people went to her apartment, they saw that it was everywhere. So I think at some level she had wanted to share her story but didn't quite know how to put it out there. I think her way of putting it out there was by hanging it up, and it was everywhere. It was on bookshelves. It was on the walls. It was on dressers and side tables. It was everywhere.
Jonathan Binstock is the director of the Memorial Art Gallery. He's bringing in Monet this fall, and we know why he's here. Why is Josephine Toda here?
Josephine Toda is at the Memorial Art Gallery because we like to cast our net wide. And that includes artists who might not have the traditional training of an art school or an art degree or some kind of academic teaching model. And Josephine Toda is such an artist, a visionary artist, who, yes, took classes at the Memorial Art Gallery's Creative Workshop, but really discovered a way of working and thinking and imagining her inner life that it really came from her. And she's at the MAG because she is an extraordinary exemplar of a visionary artist, and she happens to be from our community.
Have you ever had anybody like her here before?
Well, I've been at the MAG for 4 years. In my time at the MAG, no, we have not had anyone there like Josephine Toda, but I've never seen, she's unique. Her art is absolutely unique. Yes, there are other artists who work in a visionary stream of thinking consciousness, and Jess refers to Minnie Evans. Jess Martin, the curator of the exhibition, refers to Minnie Evans in the context of the exhibition at the Memorial Art Gallery, but not to my knowledge, no, we haven't shown work like this at the MAG.
In some respects, it's kind of outsider art, which is not a phrase that is used much anymore, but it refers to somebody who is perhaps is attuned very sharply because maybe they're autistic and they create art that is very focused. So she's not really that. She's not really self-taught, but the phrases Jess Martin uses are unconventional or a marginalized artist. How did you look at something like what she created and say, yeah, we can use this. This is legitimate.
I did not look at the art and the artist and decide that this is something we should show and this is legitimate. I entrusted Jess Martin to do that. She asked if she could do this. I took a look at the work, but essentially, as the director, I trusted my curator. I trusted her vision. I trusted her ambition and her devotion to the work. I mean, Jess worked on this project for years, years and years. She was working on it before I arrived 4 years ago. And essentially, I wanted to see this curator strut her stuff. I wanted to see her stretch her wings and show the courage that she wanted to show. I'll tell you that seeing about 100 paintings on view at the Memorial Art Gallery, beautifully framed, conserved, mounted in the most loving way, beautifully lit and so forth, is very different from a curator wearing latex gloves showing you a polygonal panel which is missing paint or a corner or this or that in her hands. Creating something like this exhibition requires a tremendous amount of commitment on the part of someone, and that someone is Jess Martin. I wanted to see what Jess could do, and she really knocked the ball out of the park.
You don't find it disconcerting to see a 70-year-old woman painting heads floating through the atmosphere?
I love feeling disconcerted by art. I love the challenge of art of all kinds. I mean, my taste and I think my knowledge are broad. And I'm an art historian. My job is to understand, appreciate, and convey my passion for art, my broad love and appreciation of art to a broad public. So, you know, there's great value to feeling disconcerted, just as there's great value to feeling moved by stunning beauty. And all of these responses are human. All of these responses can be powerful. And all of these responses help us to learn more about ourselves and the world in which we live.
As Jessica Martin says, she's someone who should be on the map. The Surreal Visions of Josephine Toda runs through September 9th at the MAG. Thanks, Jonathan.
My pleasure.